Welcome to another episode of Dim the Light, Win the Fight. This week in school, children have been discussing ways to save electricity. That's electricity at home and in electricity at school. Their BDI should have been all over the place. We're going to be speaking to children from reception all the way up to year four. We're going to be speaking to the Eco Warriors, and hopefully Mrs. Bruce will drop in and give us her thoughts on what we've done in school so far.
I'm Olivia and I'm five.
My name's Sophia and I'm five as well.
My name's Jessica and I'm five as well.
My name's Brody and I'm five too.
Oh, nice to see you all this morning. We're looking very happy. Can you give me a top tip about saving electricity?
Turn the lights off.
I like that on.
Turn your PlayStation and iPads and laptops off.
That's good advice. Really good advice. I love it.
Save water by turning the taps off.
Do you know, what happens if you're thirsty? What can you do then?
Turn it on.
Can you still drink water?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
When you finish, what do you have to do?
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Oh, of course. Brilliant advice.
Don't waste petrol.
Ooh.
Just walk to school.
Walk to school. I like it. So, boys and girls, what is your top tip?
Turn it off.
Wow. Do you know, I think I can do that. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah.
I always do it.
We do.
Brilliant. Mm. Thank you very much. We have a mixture of children here from different year groups. Who have we got?
Theo.
And how old are you, Theo?
Six.
Sylvie and I am 6 years old.
Noah and I am 7 years old.
Emma and I am 5 years old.
Well, it's lovely to see you all this morning. So we have children from year one and year two here, and you are going to tell everybody how to save electricity, aren't you? Theo, what's your top tip?
Turn out all of the electric, even the lights, and use electric cars on the road.
That is a very important one. Do you think I should get an electric car? I think I should. I think you're right.
What car do you have?
At the moment, it's a petrol car, and it's expensive to run. But I do cycle to school.
What car?
You've seen it. It's a white Vitara. Right, who's next?
Well, I think you should turn all of your, tablets and screens and turn the oven and microwaves off before you go out.
Oh, see, the kitchen. You can save electricity in the kitchen, can't you? Good idea.
To not use petrol cars and to use ones like electric cars and to use cycle and walk and run to places.
That would be amazing. If I could cycle and run to work, I would do it every day. And finally,
when you're going somewhere, don't forget to turn every electricity thing in your house off.
Great advice. Guys, thank you very much. Shall we share this with everybody?
Yeah.
I think we will. Thank you very much. We are welcomed now by Key Stage 2 children. Who do we have?
Elias.
And how old are you, Ellie?
Nine.
Two. Nine.
Lewis, seven.
Ivy, eight.
It is great to see you all. And am I right in thinking that you all have very good advice for us to save electricity in school?
Yes.
Ellie, what's your advice?
So when you go out the classroom or do repairing anything, turn off the board because it's wasting electricity.
That is very good. Do you think all the teachers should follow Ellie's advice?
Yeah.
I agree.
Turn off some lights because even if you turn off some, you can still see.
Excellent advice too.
Turn off the radiators if it's a hot day or if nobody's in the classroom.
Walk to school instead of driving.
Brilliant. Do you think we need to tell the teachers this?
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Is there a teacher in school that you think could do a little bit more to save electricity?
Every teacher?
Oh, I think she's right. Do you think we could? Do you think every child could do a little bit more?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, shall we go back to the teachers and tell them all? Brilliant. Thank you very much. And here we are, we have the Year 4 Eco Warriors with us. It's great to see you all. Who are the Eco Warriors?
I'm Amelia, I'm 9.
I'm Lexi, I'm 9.
I'm Adam, I'm 9.
I'm Alex and I'm also 9.
So all the 9-year-olds are here. Now, so far we've covered how to save electricity at home and in school, but you guys aren't just going to be saving electricity, you're going to be checking if we're saving electricity. Amelia, what are you going to do?
We're going to go around at lunchtime to see if you're out of the classroom, we're going to turn off the lights.
And if you're out of the classroom, turn off the boards.
And then we need to know, is there a consequence, Adam?
Yeah, if you do it once, you get a warning. But if you do it twice, you get 1 minute suspension of any electronics.
And whenever you're on the iPad, such as My Maths or Guided Reading, if you go up for the mile or break timers, always switch the iPads off.
Yeah. I like it. So that is just let's just remind ourselves, if the teachers are not saving electricity, what's going to happen to them?
They're going to get 2 minute suspension then. If you do it 3 times, and they're going to get 2 minutes.
Thank you very much. And finally, we have Mrs. Bruce with us. Mrs. Bruce, what do you think of what we've done so far in school?
Hello, everybody. I am so proud of what the Eco Warriors have achieved this year and the impact that they've had on school. It's those small changes that they're asking us to make that make a big, big difference. And I am hoping that I see an impact on my energy bills, which have gone up enormously this year. So I'm hoping that some of the changes they ask for, I can see the impact on the bills. So a huge warning, teachers, get ready, because they're coming round to check next week that you are following their rules. Get ready, everybody.
Everyone, eyes open. Let's do it. And that brings to an end another successful episode of Dim the Light, Win the Fight. Thank you so much for the speakers today. Thank you for the Eco Warriors. Thank you to Mrs. Bruce for sharing her thoughts. And good luck to the teachers next week. The Eco Warriors are definitely after you. Next time, we'll be discussing how we can save fuel and money. How are we going to get to school using less fuel? You might already walk to school. You might have a favourite route. Share everything that you've got. Let us know on Twitter. Send us seesaw messages. Tell your teachers. Thank you very much and see you soon.